Fire, Bed and Bone by Henrietta Branford. Read by Eve Karpf.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The wolves came down to the farm last night. They spoke to me of freedom. I lay by the last of the fire with my 4 feet turned towards the embers and the last of the heat warming my belly. I did not listen to the wolf talk. This is no time to think of freedom. Tomorrow in the morning I will choose the place, out in the byre where the bedding is deep and the children cannot find me. My back aches from the pull of my belly. However long I lap from the cold cattle trough, I am still thirsty. I think tomorrow is the day. I rest. The fire ticks. Grindelkob grunts in her stall. Humble creeps in through the window and curls beside me, soft as smoke. I can smell mouse on her. She has eaten and come into the fire for the warmth. Rufus snores on his pallet of straw. Comfort, his wife, lies curled around him, dreaming. Down by their feet, the children cough and fidget in their sleep, as children do. Only Alice the baby is awake. Only she hears, with me and Humble, the wild song of the wolves. I heave my belly up and hobble on splayed feet to stand beside the cradle. Alice reaches her small red fist towards my ear and smiles.